All right, so my wife, she spilled Frappuccino in her phone, and now it sounds like she's underwater whenever she tries to make a call. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh,
so
no.
We were taking stories about how you murdered your phone. You know, accidentally, of course.
Yes, of course.
On 99.70JX. Beth texts in and says, my first kid, first stomach virus. Technically, the phone still worked, but I couldn't get the smell out.
Oh, yeah. No, no. Oh, yeah. Not enough sanitizing cloths. Oh,
got a new one the next day. Man, every time you answer that thing, you're like, oh. Everybody knows the smell.
No. Yeah, it's a special kind of smell.
Everybody
like,
knows.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine it. I can't imagine it.
Kristen said the first phone my grandson baptized in the toilet. The second one, my other grandson had his little brother baptized it in the kiddie pool.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
Oh, water. It's too much water.
I know.
Oh, we need a waterproof. Do they make waterproof cages?
Oh, my gosh. Another toilet one. Christina said, back when I had a flip phone, and it was tiny, it was in my hoodie pocket, and when I went to flush the toilet, it fell out and right down the pipe.
Oh, oh gosh. Oh, that's going to cause some plumbing issues, I bet. Oh, right? Oh, that just got much more expensive.
Joy said, I was riding on a motorcycle making a TikTok and dropped my phone.
That's so dumb.
Quite honestly, I hope you uploaded that TikTok because that would have been funny to watch.
Oh, well, and the picture of the destroyed phone is a nice touch, too, in the comments. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so many toilet stories, by the way.
Yeah. Four-wheeler. Yeah.
But Randy, actually, I can thank Kingpin Bowling Lanes in J-Town.
Oh, gosh.
After bowling one night, close to closing, they were cleaning up. I went to use the restroom before we left. And when I opened the door, stepped in, the water was all over the floor where they mopped, except was sopping wet and there was no wet floor sign. I didn't notice it. I set one of my flip-flop wearing foot on the wet floor, proceeded to slide in and do the splits in an effort to catch myself. This is an involved story.
I
had one hand on the doorknob. My other hand flung out to the sink to grab onto it. Unfortunately, the hand that grabbed the sink also had my purse hanging from the wrist.
Uh-oh.
My purse landed in the sink, which had an automatic faucet. Automatic faucet came on. Proceeded to fill my open purse with water as I scrambled to get my legs open again, up again. Phone was floating at the top of the bucket that used to be my purse. Needless to say, I filed a claim. They replaced it, but it took about a month.
Oh my gosh, what a story. Wow. It sounds like the purse died in that tragic event, too.
What an insane story that was. All right. Those are fun. If you've got to listen back to them too. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, you can see them all there.